Now, a U.S. government report on work that was done by contractors on the Mosul Dam. That's also in northern Iraq, on the Tigris River. And apparently, it's in need of substantial repair because it was built on soluble soils. Those soils are prone to underwater cavities that make the dam a potential catastrophe threatening to happen. Well, the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction reports today on the 21 contracts, totaling $27 million, that have been awarded to improve the grouting system at the dam. Stuart Bowen, the Special Inspector General, is with us once again. Welcome back.
Thank you, Robert. Good to be with you.
Now, if I have this right, you posed four questions about these contracts. One, was the work on the dam in compliance with standards of design? Two, was there an adequate quality management program? Three, was sustainability of the work addressed? And four, were the results consistent with the original objectives? And your answers are no, 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 and no.
That's right. This project did not meet its objectives. $16 million was allocated to purchase and deploy a telegrout system, a modernization of the ongoing grouting process at the dam. And then the balance of the money was to be spent on mixers that construct the grout, and that it's similar to cement.
Yeah. Grouting, forgive my ignorance, but grouting a dam is the process, I gather, writ large that we would do with the tile in the bathroom, is fill in the cracks.
That's stuff. Right. And it's not an uncommon practice at dams because the ground underneath tends to shift and those fissures need to be closed through grouting.
Who were the main contractors who were supposed to be doing this work?
There was a variety of contractors and subcontractors. In our reports, we don't name the contractor specifically because there are Iraqi subcontractors as well.
Well, let me go this way. One of the things you found was that the work was not being done to satisfaction.
That's correct.
But also the oversight that would have noticed the work wasn't being done to satisfaction wasn't there.
That's correct. The issue is the weakness of the quality assurance program. And the quality assurance program was the responsibility of the U.S. government to ensure that the subcontractors carried out their job in building the mixers and deploying the IntelliGrout system.
Yeah. There's a problem you relate, and I'd like you to translate this into plain English. In this contract, trying to get a few grout mixers or grout plants built near the dam, and much confusion there.
Yes. There were supposed to be five mixers built. One was completed, two were partially completed, and two weren't built. And there were parts that were allegedly delivered that we were not able to find on site. A number of shortfalls, there were cancellations of subcontractors because of failure performance, all falling under the rubric of a project that did not work.
Mosul, while it's hardly been immune to violence in the war in Iraq, is not like Baghdad. It's in the relatively safer north. Has the project been plagued by terrorism or sabotage of any sort?
Actually, attacks in the Mosul region went up this last quarter, and my inspections team deployed to Mosul but was unable to get out to the site for a week because of the security problems in the region.
But would the contractors be able to cite such problems and say, that's why we didn't deliver the grouting plant, or that's why we didn't have a good enough performance on the contract?
They did not make those assertions.
Did they make any assertions to explain why the work wasn't done?
No. The fact is that the oversight of this project was weak by the government. It
Which government are we talking about?
We're talking about the Gulf Region Division of the Corps of Engineers.
The U.S. government.
That's right. And when problems were uncovered, contracts were canceled. But let me also underscore that the Iraq Transition Assistance Office within the U.S. Embassy worked with SIGR on addressing the problems.
SIGR is your special inspector general.
Worked with my office to develop a solution, and that solution is being implemented now.
So the end of the story is the work that should have gotten done on the dam, rather important both for what it does for Iraq, but also what it might do if it actually broke down. The work wasn't done well, but in the end, the bad work was uncovered, and you've reversed it.
This is exactly the kind of thing an IG is supposed to do. Identify challenges, work to find solutions, and implement them in the course of carrying out oversight, and that's what happened during this inspection.
Your office has released another quarterly report on Iraq reconstruction. Is the story of the dam, would you say it's atypical, it's the rare rotten apple in the barrel, or that the barrel has too many bad apples in it still?
It's atypical in this report. There's a number of good news stories in our quarterly. Specifically, electricity output in Iraq reached a post-war high this quarter, 4,550 megawatts produced per day. and that is the result of U.S. projects coming online and improved maintenance operations by the Iraqi Ministry of Electricity.
Is it at pre-war levels yet?
It's above pre-war.
Any progress on water?
Yes. The DOD effort to do quick turnaround projects across the country, $2.5 billion have been invested in it, about 35% of its money on water projects. And those projects generally have succeeded, and the success of each of them improves the provision of water to Iraqis.
Well, Stuart Bowen, Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you, Robert.